Intelligent Medicine is brought to you in part by Fullscript, my exclusive online supplement dispensary. Fullscript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and with Fullscript's refill reminders, it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your Fullscript patient account today. And if you're a healthcare provider, sign up for a free Fullscript dispensary account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. It's the easiest way for you to prescribe the exact supplement protocols your patients need.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I am Layla Mudin, RD or RDN, Registered Dietitian Nutritionist, here to answer your questions today. And I've got a few of your questions, so I'm very excited. You can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Here we are in the middle of winter and the end of January, and I hope your New Year's Eve resolutions are still motivating to you and to continue. And I've talked about some New Year's resolutions for you to think about, like changing your eating behavior, start packing your lunch. And my last tidbit for this month of January is this: if you're on the sofa watching TV after work, make it a new habit to start exercise while watching your favorite show. Set up your treadmill, your elliptical, or whatever other equipment you may have in front of the TV, or bring the TV to where you have the equipment. If you don't have any equipment, do squats, lunges, push-ups, free weights, you know, if you don't have the room. Decide that you're not going to watch your favorite TV show unless you are exercising. So, make that a new habit, and that can keep you motivated. And then, enjoy your post-exercise. If your exercise is happening after work and before dinner, have a beautiful dinner, like some wild Alaskan salmon, or a grilled steak, or a rack of lamb, some nice chicken with sautéed spinach or asparagus, a beautiful salad with greens like arugula and romaine and various herbs like parsley. I put parsley and dill in my salad. Add in some radish, celery, onion, cucumber, tomato and peppers, unless you're nightshade free. Dress it with a beautiful, high-quality fruity olive oil, a vinegar of your choice, whether it's red wine vinegar, white wine vinegar, some balsamic, or some fresh lemon or lime juice. And lime juice is really a wonderful substitute for fresh lemon juice. I actually like it better on a salad. I like lime juice better on a salad than lemon juice if I had to choose between the two. And I found out by accident. I went into my citrus drawer in the fridge, and I was looking for lemon because I prepared a salad, and I had none, but I had lime. And voila, serendipity. So there's the last tidbit for this month, and I hope your resolutions are still front and center for you and that you're motivated and moving forward with that. All right, on to your questions. I have here an email from Monty. Monty writes, Layla, my 80-year-old sister had a mini-stroke and can't swallow large pills. I'm looking at a particular brand called Nature's Plus Source of Life Gold Liquid Multivitamin for her to take, but would like your opinion. She has promised to start reading information on health and nutrition, whereas before this happened, made fun of it. Oh, yeah, that would be a tough lesson. Thanks for any help you may be able to share, Monty. Thank you, Monty, for your question. I hope your sister is feeling better. And I know with a stroke, swallowing, eating problems, motility problems, motor skills, all of that can be affected, adversely affected. So I'm looking at the Source of Life Gold Liquid, And here I've pulled up the Nature's Plus tropical fruit flavor. And what this actually is a whole food-based multivitamin supplement. And I know many of my colleagues are excited about using or recommending more whole foods-based supplements, and which is can be perfectly fine. I mean, there's nothing that will come close to eating your food, but swallowing pills can be very difficult for those who normally have trouble swallowing pills, but especially if you've had a stroke, that could be a problem. So let's see. They're touting their revolutionary new all-natural ingredients and more energizing antioxidant and anti-aging power than ever before. Source of liquid gold will change your life with an unparalleled burst of life and burst of health. Wouldn't that be wonderful if it were so? Anyway, so because this is a whole food multivitamin supplement, here is where I have a problem. Many people have intolerances or allergies or otherwise idiosyncratic reactions to certain foods. For instance, strawberries, or maybe peaches, or something like that. If these are included in this whole food supplement and you have an allergy to them, you're gonna have an allergic reaction. So this is where I'm not a big fan of whole foods-based supplements, except where I know, in particular with my client, that they don't have these allergies or intolerances or other kinds of reactions to the food. So, but beyond that, let's take a closer look at this liquid gold whole food supplement. Gold liquid, pardon me. It's got about 1,000 micrograms of B12, which is great, especially after, you know, for neurological health and especially after a stroke. Vitamin A as beta-carotene and mixed carotenoids, okay. Natural sources of vitamin A, but also from spirulina. It's got vitamin C from ascorbic acid and Indian amla berry, okay. It's got vitamin D3, 1,000 IU of D3. I'm sure your sister will need more vitamin D, because 1,000 IU is not nearly enough. And always make sure to get your levels checked. Vitamin K2, so in the form of like a menaquinone 7, menaquinone 7, vitamin K2 and vitamin K4, which is menaquinone 4. These are all the complex of vitamin K, not just 2, but 4 and 7. Organic gold standard B vitamins, and they have innovative new methods of concentrating water-soluble vitamins within organic holy basil, lemon, guava. So this is all from food-based sources. They have an organic mushroom blend, a trans-resveratrol complex, whole food omega fatty acids that they're deriving from chia, spirulina, sunflower seed, black currant, borage, and flax, okay? And more than 120 colorful fruits and vegetables. It also contains FOS, fructooligosaccharides, enzyme-rich whole foods blend, amino acids. Monty, my only question is, I wonder if some of this is overkill for your sister. And this is where something like this would require a consult, because what needs to be addressed or assessed, looking at deficiencies, what is deficient, what does the person need, and very, very important, post-stroke. Your sister, I'm sure, is on some clot-busting medications or other types of medications for maybe high blood pressure, statins, anti-inflammatories, that type of thing. And some of these ingredients, like a spirulina, for example, may interfere with some of these medications. So I would really want to take a good look at all of that and see if there are any interactions. But besides that, I like, as a standard multi that's in liquid form, I like Now, N-O-W. They have a nice, very basic, non-whole foods-based liquid multivitamin, which I think is pretty innocuous, pretty safe for most people. You could go to drhoffman.com, click on the store. You will find it there. It's at Fullscript, which is now the online pharmacy. But I wish you and I wish your sister the best of luck. Make sure she gets a full assessment to make sure that none of her medications may interact with many of the ingredients in these foods. And if your sister has had any history of any idiosyncratic food reactions, food intolerances, sensitivities, allergies, all of these also need to be addressed because these may promote inflammation in the body. If you keep eating your allergenic foods, for example, you will continue to have allergic reaction, and this is still a promoter of inflammation. So, Monty, thank you very, very much. Next question I've got from Virginia. Love your podcast and Dr. Hoffman's as well. I've been taking Kyolic Aged Garlic because heart disease runs in my family. Good choice, Virginia. I have no other heart concerns, although my fasting glucose is always between 106 and 112, but my hemoglobin A1C is consistently 5.5. I eat low carb. Recently, a guest on Dr. Hoffman's podcast talked about how important allicin is for IBS sufferers, irritable bowel syndrome sufferers. My IBS is controlled by Endofen, along with some other things that Virginia doesn't mention. So I added Alamax, because we like Alamax for SIBO, even IBS. IBS can be caused by SIBO. So Virginia says, I added Alamax, but wonder if I should stop the Kyolic Aged Garlic, which has no allicin. Is Alamax enough garlic extract without the additional kyolic? I have no other health problem. Thanks to you and Dr. H. Thank you, Virginia. Thank you for writing us, and thank you for listening to Intelligent Medicine. Kyolic is very different. The Kyolic Aged Garlic has virtually no allicin at all. Allicin is the, quote, natural antibiotic, I like to call it, which is very beneficial for small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, for candida overgrowth, for IBS, which is triggered by these types of overgrowths, okay, by, you know, these adverse or unfriendly bacteria growing, whether it's candida, whether it's any other type of bacteria, or any other type of bacteria that may be growing as a result of having a round of antibiotics or something like that. That would be another reason for the growth non-beneficial bacteria. And even those who have had C. diff and things like that, for example, without requiring yet another antibiotic, which often C. diff requires, the addition of allicin, among other things, and really you would need supervision for that, would be essential. So taking Alamax for the IBS is just fine, as long as it's helping your IBS. If it's not, I don't see why you would take it. You would need to have an assessment of what is causing your IBS, so maybe some further testing, like for SIBO or Candida or some other thing. But the Kyolic Aged Garlic you can continue taking. Because you have a family history of heart disease and all that, and by the way, let me address your fasting glucose, always between 106 and 112, and your A1C is consistently a 5.5. Let me say this about hemoglobin A1C. And for those of you who don't know, hemoglobin A1C is an independent, is a marker of average blood sugar over about 12 weeks, about 3 months or so. 5.5 is okay. 5.2, 5.1, 5.0 is really optimal. Because when you go over 5.6, or you're into 5.7, you've actually entered the zone which is pre-diabetes. So I would say to you, you're kind of close You're on the cusp at 5.5. Continue eating low carb. But the fact that your fasting glucose is always 106, 112, I would want to look at a total, I would want to do a complete assessment of your diet to make sure you are indeed eating low carb. If you're taking any steroids, birth control pills, maybe you're on hormone replacement therapy, these may kick up your blood sugar a little bit. If you're taking a statin like Lipitor, Zocor, these have actually been shown in the scientific literature to increase blood glucose levels, especially amongst women. So these are things to look at. And just to do a further assessment, really, of you want to get that blood sugar down a little more, because if you do have a family history of heart disease, that higher glucose that's going on is an absolute contributor to what may be then causing damage to the arteries, where then our good friend, our good soldier, cholesterol, has to come out and do a spackle job. Remember, cholesterol's the spackle. It's repairing that crack in the artery. What is causing that crack? High blood sugar. Continue taking Kyolic as you are. Continue taking the Alimax as long as you feel it helps your IBS. That's perfectly fine. Alimax is also great to take during cold and flu season. You know, unless you want to eat a couple of cloves of raw garlic every day. And especially once you chop the garlic and leave it there just for maybe 30 seconds and then eat it when the allicin is really formed. That's really the best way. But Kyolic has virtually no allicin at all. So Kyolic is not to be taken for its allicin content, but for other benefits which help to keep the arteries free and clear, or at least halt or slow the progression of coronary artery disease. So these are actually things to consider. Take both. It's perfectly fine. And Virginia, thank you for your question. I have another question from Grace. I've got all your questions today. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. Hello. Since 2017, in June, I've used turmeric. Every A1C, her hemoglobin A1C, has lowered. Plus, I've lost 50 pounds. Grace, that is wonderful that you've lost 50 pounds. And that weight loss will also lower your A1C. So in December, Grace says, my A1C was from a 6.3, now 5.8. As of 2 weeks ago, and the 2 weeks ago was in January. So since December, her A1C was 6.3, and now January, it's a 5.8. Is this usual? I do walk and have control of my diet as well. Thank you for your show, Grace. Grace, thank you for your question, and congratulations on a phenomenal 50-pound weight loss. Your diet absolutely is working for you. Your exercise is working for you. And to everyone else, I say, remember that 80% of weight loss is your diet. 20% is the other part of the equation for weight loss. Now, using turmeric, besides being a powerful anti-inflammatory, which is what we've used it for in practice, you know, to quell inflammation, to use in cancer, it's been shown in the scientific research to reduce tumor size even, or reduce the progression of tumors. And this is fascinating. But now I was looking for turmeric or curcumin and weight loss, and I came across this article at GreenMed Info that a groundbreaking new study published in the Journal of Nutritional Biochemistry reveals that curcumin, the golden-hued compound in turmeric, may provide a unique solution for overweight individuals by altering the composition of fat cells in their bodies in favor of the calorie-burning type, which is brown fat. So, it appears that curcumin appears to be capable of changing bad fat cells into good ones, among a whole host of additional beneficial properties. Now, know the difference between brown and white fat, good fat versus bad fat. Brown fat is good fat because it's metabolically active and burns well. So, fat used to be a really bad word, right? Today, however, a growing number of consumers and health enthusiasts are embracing the concept of incorporating more good fats into the diet. We know this: olive oil, avocado, coconut. Those of you who are listeners of Intelligent Medicine, you're already on top of all that. Now, that said, many still don't know that our bodies also contain both good, which is brown fat, and bad fat, which is white fat, depending on our activity levels, environmental conditions, and what we do or do not eat. We'll have a particular ratio that will significantly affect our level of health, as well as risk for an entire gamut of diseases. Brown fat is colored darkly because of the high density of iron-containing mitochondria it contains. Brown fat cells, unlike white fat cells, are capable of diverting significant quantities of dietary caloric energy into thermal energy or heat. This brown fat is what's turned on when you go outside on a cold day without a coat on. Not that I'd want you to do that. Anyway, this makes the metabolic role of brown fat cells completely opposite to that of white fat cells, whose primary function is to store energy for future use as fat tissue, as adipose tissue. To underscore how radically different brown fat cells are from white, they derive from an entirely different stem cell lineage, the same one that skeletal muscle cells differentiate from. So, since the vast majority of fat found within overweight and obese adults is of the white fat variety, okay, and since abdominal obesity, belly fat, has been found to be a greater risk factor for heart attack than smoking, it behooves us to look at belly fat as a concern relevant to far more than vanity, and to find ways to reduce midsection fat, or at least increase the ratio of brown to white fat in the body. In a new study titled "Curcumin Induces Brown Fat-Like Phenotype in 3T3-L1 and Primary White Fat Cells," okay? So, Korean researchers established for the first time that curcumin is capable of inducing browning of white fat cells through at least four different mechanisms. One, by enhancing the expression of brown fat-specific genes. This is a form of nutrigenomic or epigenetic modification, which means that a nutrient is capable of altering a cell's pattern of gene expression from the outside in, as it were, resulting in significant changes in the structure and function of the cells involved. So, by stimulating the production of new mitochondria, as evidenced by a whole slew of biochemical reactions, the activity of the electron transport chain, increased fatty acid oxidation. So all of this can be stimulated. Mitochondrial biogenesis, all of this can be stimulated by curcumin. And how else does it do it? By increasing protein levels of hormone-sensitive lipase. Two markers that, you know, this marker that plays a role in increasing fat-degrading processes like fat burning and the suppression of new fat production. And finally, curcumin can help with weight loss by increasing the activity of AMP-activated protein kinases. So, AMPK activity is something of a cellular metabolic master switch that improves metabolic homeostasis, which is out of balance with overweight and obesity. So In addition to these mechanisms of action contributing to curcumin's brown fat supporting properties, the researchers also noted that because curcumin is a well-established anti-inflammatory agent, and because obesity and its various comorbid states such as diabetes, cardiovascular disease, are conditions that involve unregulated and unremitting inflammatory and or dysregulated inflammatory response, curcumin's anti-obesity effects may be in part due to its inflammation-reducing properties. So, guess what, Grace? It may be that your curcumin gave your metabolism the kick in the butt that it needed in addition to your wonderful diet and exercise efforts. So congratulations to you. And thank you for sending me your questions. Email your questions to radioprogram@aol.com. This is Layla Mutin on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, professional grade, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I use FullScript as my online dispensary, so I can send you, my patients and listeners, the exact products you need straight to your door by speedy delivery. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The best part, FullScript sends out refill reminders when you're running low, so it's totally effortless to stay on track with your supplement protocols. Go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to create your FullScript account. Or ask your healthcare provider to sign you up for FullScript. If you are a healthcare provider, sign up for a free FullScript account at fullscript.com/intelligentmedicine. FullScript is the most trusted source for professional-grade supplements. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and they offer world-class support. Get started at drhoffman.com and click on the store.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.